Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Janz with Agency Revolution. We make it easy to automate your systems, engage your customers, and grow your agency or brokerage. I want to welcome you to this special episode of the Connected Insurance Podcast, where we examine the trends, innovations, challenges, and solutions to the biggest problems facing retail agents and brokers today. And I am very excited to be able to introduce a friend of mine, Sheffy Van Hoota, who is somebody I think everybody in the insurance industry should be paying attention to right now. She's the founder of Coverager. And you can find that, folks, at coverager.com, and you should. It's described as the first insurtech media company targeting the modern insurance professional. I think Sheffy is paying attention to things that matter very much to today's retail agent. I subscribe to her newsletter and read the content that comes from Sheffy religiously, and frankly, I think everybody should. Prior to that, she worked for a digital distribution startup called Bolt and for CNA as part of their small business automation team, working on real-time quoting solutions for digitally focused brokers. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to somebody, again, everybody should be paying attention to, Sheffy Van Hoota. Hello, Sheffy. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Very good. Hello, Michael. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you here. And I want everybody to know that I'm a Sheffy fan. I'm in your fan base and a loyal reader of your email newsletter. So, And we'll circle back in a moment about, you know, what it is that you do and how people can find out more about you. But let's start at the very beginning. I'm going to ask you, you know, first, what do you think your position is? What's your role in the insurance industry?
Probably the best way to answer that is to say that my role is to provide information and entertainment.
Okay.
Coverager is both about sharing intelligence in a way that is easy to understand, easy to comprehend, and making it fun along the way.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you do that. So that's one of the reasons I'm a loyal reader of the newsletter that says, I think in the subject line or somewhere it says, this is a really short newsletter, but it took a long time to write it, something like that, right?
Yes, I want to say I spent about 7 to 8 hours reading insurance news and finding the best stories and curating them. I think someone said that, you know, a little bit of ego goes a long way, so I try to live up to that, so a little bit of ego, but we do spend a lot of time making sure we bring the right information to the audience.
Okay, so let's dig into that. You are, in some ways, you are perhaps a professional curator, yes?
I guess so. You can say that.
Yeah. Okay. And for each newsletter, you think you're reading 7 or 8 hours?
Well, I stay on top of insurance all the time, and I always, always read. It's funny. One of the things that people ask me is, how do you get the information, or how do you know? I'm self-taught, and I read and I analyze, and I think critically about what people are telling me, what people are conveying. I think the problem with One of the problems in the insurance marketplace is the fact that the majority of the information is being delivered to us by startup founders and by companies. And so you have to put that into the right context. And so I'd say, you know, that's what I do. I live insurance all day long.
Right.
And I think, you know, Coverager is a product of me.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Alrighty. So,
well, and it's just a matter of, you know, saving you time, right?
Right. Okay.
I love it, and I do it because, you know, it's been, you know, just a lot of fun too.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask you a little bit about your process for curating information. Okay. So there are probably a number of us that consume insurance information all day long. I personally, I have a ritual where virtually the first thing I do related to work with my first cup of coffee is I click one button on my computer and it opens up 11 resources that deliver insurance and insurance-related information to me every single day. And by the way, one of them is yours. So if you have new stuff, I'm tracking your new stuff. The information that you deliver, it's not like just another insurance magazine. There are a lot of those. You have a unique perspective. So what is it that particularly, what intrigues you about what's happening in the insurance industry right now? Because what you're reporting on right now, I don't think you could have reported on back, you know, even maybe 5 years ago, but certainly not 10 years ago. What is it that you think is unique about what you are seeing and what you are sharing?
That's a really good question. So I think you're absolutely right. So I started this process about 2 years ago, and what I report about right now is completely different from what I reported about back then. There's a lot more stuff to say to report on, and it's right. Mostly because I think, you know, at least in the last 2 years, we've seen at least 200 new players. New players means new technology. Sometimes mm-hmm. It also means new products. It means just different ways of thinking about strategy and the business and just our landscape in terms of what the impact is of each new player. So obviously, you know, with each new player, it's, you know, another source of information, which I track all of those. And it's also about being a part of a very dynamic insurance community on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Those are my two primary channels.
Mm-hmm.
And feeding off of the network. So I think there is a very, very vibrant network of insurance professionals sharing what they're doing, sharing their vision, and me tapping into that and being able to convey that in the context of, you know, new players, new money, new products.
Right. Okay. So it is the word new. It's the term new that stands out to me when I think of Sheffy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I think the way I position Coverager is a new modern media company to the new insurance professional. I think that one of my main frustrations with insurance, and I was part of the insurance workforce for, I'm going to say, 13 years now.
Right.
Part
okay.
of it was in Israel, part in the U.S. I uh-huh. worked for a startup, worked for an insurance company. And it is, we definitely have a talent gap. We always had a talent gap. And what we're seeing now with new entrants, and this is not so much about insurance expertise, but it's about the culture and, you know, how do we embrace change? How do we embrace failure? And so that was, I think, one of my frustrations and what I was trying to find a solution for when I was working or when I started blogging. So I don't know if people know this, but I started Coverager, or before that it was called Insurance Entertainment,
right,
while I was still working for CNA.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you and I have both been in the industry quite a while. I think we first met at CNA. Am I right about that?
We did.
Yeah.
One of my main roles at CNA was to help the independent agency channel
uh-huh.
learn about digital solutions, and Agency Revolution was one of the at the time you were a vendor that I recommended to Jim Scott, who was my boss, that we talked to and see if there's a way to partner together.
Got it. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. you mentioned a few words that I think most people don't associate with insurance, and those of us who have been here for some decades, we didn't used to hear about insurance. So you said, I think, words like innovation, change, dynamic. So I'm going to ask you to talk about that, because I think the emerging insurance landscape is radically different than the relatively staid, conservative industry that many have been used to. So a lot of change in the future. What do you see happening?
I agree with you. There's a lot of change in the future, but I'm not going to discount the change that has been taking place. I think it's all a matter of there's new technology and obviously new players and
mm-hmm.
then new money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pace of change is different across lines of business. So you will see a lot of the new entrants focused on, you know, maybe small business, personal lines, obviously, but we don't see a lot of digitization in the kind of the middle or higher lines of business. But I think, you know, obviously apparent, we see a lot of insurance companies launch VC funds. We see the rise in accelerators.
Mm-hmm.
We see new funding and obviously what that means. But there's also, what I'm trying to go against, there is this divide of, or people are trying to divide insurtech versus incumbents, kind of new entrants versus old.
Right.
But I think to your point, there is change everywhere.
Right.
I mean, you see Geico applying changes, and then vice versa, you see companies like Lemonade and Metromile, which are fairly new, also introducing different ways to sell insurance. I think at the end of the day, this is all going to be about, you know, the 101 ways we're kind of trying to sell insurance. It's all about selling insurance at this point. Yes,
right.
There's back-end innovation, but a lot of the focus is about still about how you can offer the product in a more efficient manner.
All right. So share one or two of what you think are some of the most exciting changes that we might be seeing in the next few years.
Well, there's so many.
Well, we can go beyond that, but what gets your juices going when you think about a transformed industry?
So it's not necessarily a product. I think what I'm so excited about is kind of who's going to win, right? I look at Geico. We all look at Geico, right?
Right.
You know, 2013 or so, it surpassed Allstate. So obviously, they know what they're doing. If there's one constant in insurance, is their huge spend in ads. But then when I think about it, and I follow them very closely, is that all of a sudden Geico has from one side a company like Metromile,
right,
and then from the other side a company like Lemonade, and I would love to see how that turns out. And right now they may not be feeling it, right? Metromile is regional, Lemonade is only in New York, and it's for renters insurance, right? There's all those dynamics that people can then discount. Hey, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
And uh-huh.
Then I feel like this is like the same folks that may say with Airbnb 4 years ago, who's going to want to sleep on someone's couch?
Uh-huh.
So these are the things that excite me. The competition, how is the landscape going to change? Who's going to stay on top? I personally believe insurance is a zero-sum game, which means that if somebody wins, somebody else is going to lose. What is that going to look like?
Uh-huh.
That's one example that the that excites me. The second thing that really excites me is, which is a big question mark in my mind, if anyone is going to figure out whether the customer wants to engage around insurance.
Right.
Because for the longest time, my answer would be for that, absolutely not. No one's going to want to engage with an insurance product. But then comes a player like Trove, for instance, with their micro duration and, you know, the ability to instantly buy coverage. And, you know, I don't know the size of their market, but obviously they're operational. So are they proving that for certain lines of businesses or for certain products, people would want to engage with an insurance player on a daily basis?
For listeners who aren't familiar with them, can you share with us what their value proposition is?
Yes. For all the three players, Lemonade, Metromile.
Yeah. Okay, terrific.
Okay.
You couldn't pick three
so
more
if
interesting
ones.
You
haven't heard of Lemonade, where are you living?
Right.
So Lemonade launched, they officially launched in September, I want to say, of 2016. They're a renter's insurance carrier.
Right.
Operating right now out of New York, mobile first, AI-centered, really just, I mean, their value proposition is to use technology to remove the middleman from the process. They raised, I want to say, over $60 million, and they have some really good backings, right? So
right.
That's Lemonade for you. Metromile is a usage-based insurance carrier. Their value proposition is for low-mileage drivers to be mm-hmm. able to pay per mile. I think they're regional, but at least, I want to say, seven states. I could be wrong.
Yeah, okay.
But also very successful. They recently announced that they moved from being an MGA to being a full stack insurer. They're also working on their claims process. So lots of changes and innovation over there.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least is Trove. Trove currently operates in Australia. They also operate in UK. They're planning to come to U.S. And it's all about micro duration on-demand insurance product for your stuff.
Put that one in plain English for us.
That means that you can take your mobile app and swipe to the right or swipe to the left
right.
when you want coverage for
Got
your
it.
Mobile or for your electronics and tablet.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we're not
Senior
talking about...
insurance is what they like to say.
Say that again?
They what? Like to call themselves the Tinder of insurance.
Ah, okay. So what products do they provide protection for?
Electronics at this point.
Uh-huh.
I think they're looking to... maybe sports gear as well.
Yeah.
So definitely mobile, tablets, maybe cameras.
Uh-huh.
Product insurance.
Yep, okay. I noticed the other day that Lemonade had announced that they closed a claim that had been opened in 3 seconds. I don't know if
yes,
I read...
with Brandon.
What's that?
Yes. Yes, they even shared the guy's name.
Yes, they even shared the guy's name and the $1,000 parka that he was... that he apparently lost. So of these, do you think... potentially, are they all transformers? Are they industry transformers?
Transformers are not yet. They aren't.
Okay.
Not yet. They aren't. I think that I'll answer it in a different way. I think Lemonade is trying to position themselves. They said it. I didn't say it, but they call themselves a technology company that happens to be in the insurance business. I'm pretty much certain that that's what Esurance
right.
said at the beginning.
Right.
I think that's sometimes what Insurion said, which is a digital commercial broker out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I think the margins determine what business we're at. And for the most part, we're in the insurance business. And technology is just a means to an end, and it offers convenience. Yeah, it's great. It's convenient. It's only one claim. So that's why I said I'm watching Lemonade closely. I'm
right.
watching Metromile closely. I'm watching Geico just as close because nobody's sitting idle. Everybody's doing something.
Even the established so-called staid carriers that a lot of independent agents rely on are making investments,
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, the only carriers I would question what they're doing
right.
are some of the kind of the mid-tier carriers that you don't often hear in the news.
Right.
It's not clear to me what someone like Hanover is doing or what someone like Selective is doing
right.
or what someone like CNA is doing. Now, mm-hmm. pretty frankly, maybe I don't have all the answers or maybe it's in stealth and who knows. But that is what the agents should be asking themselves. What are their partners doing to make sure that they stay relevant in business? Because for the most part, it's the agents that will be impacted. By any change.
All right. So let's talk about that. Sheffy, as you know, my role in the industry is largely as advocate for the agent and broker. So I care about them and I recognize that they're facing what could be a fairly sort of turbulent near and midterm future. Can you give them a perspective on what their... Let's break this into little chunks. First of all, what do you think their future might look like in the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, I think... So it all depends, again, what line of business they're focused on, right?
Uh-huh.
So because change is going to happen, in just in a different pace and different line of business. So it's not all doom and gloom. And I think I see examples of... agencies that are really successful in using technology or just new business models to improve their processes. It's not going to be just about being that insurance agent. It's going to be about trying to find value or different kind of value to their partners, whoever their partners may be. It could be that, obviously on one hand it's the policyholders, but then on the other side it's the carriers that they work with. And I think that traditionally, agents have a really good ability. They're awesome partners. That's the one thing I would say.
Right.
They are really awesome partners to the one, two, or three top carriers that they work with.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be selective in terms of who they work with. And two, one of the advantages that agents have is, for the most part, they understand the customer sometimes better than the carrier
right.
actually does.
Right? Uh-huh.
They have access to them directly. They may even have access to their email, which some insurers don't even have that. So there are a lot of ways in which these agents can use the data that they have in order to give carriers a glimpse into the carrier, into the customer's world. They can partner with new entrants. We see a lot of new distribution players that are looking to use basically their mobile first or the web in order to attract clients.
Right.
But for the most part, agents have a really solid book, and word of mouth still holds in insurance. So there will be some interesting collaboration, or definitely opportunity for some of the, you know, more established brokers to partner with new players, especially if one can bring their expertise in marketing, the other can bring their expertise in product, or maybe their contract or their relationship with carriers to better serve than that new customer.
Okay, so if you were going to give a brief piece of advice to those who own and run agencies and brokerages about innovation and technology and navigating through all of this change, Sheffy, what would you say?
Two things. I have to have two things. So
okay.
One, show up. Show up to conferences. Show up to events. So be in the know. Understand who the players are. If you're not familiar with what we've just talked about, then that's kind of a red flag. So I think that's the first thing, right?
Yep.
Make sure that you understand the market dynamics. So we start with having the access to the right information. The second thing is try. This is a time to try and fail and try and fail till you actually understand what works. I think that no one knows what works. I mean, even the players with millions in their back pocket
right.
are still unsure about what works. So they still have the time. I mean, it's not too late to go ahead and try new online initiatives, new offline initiatives. Never discount offline. I think that's one of the things that maybe some of these new entrants do discount. It's kind of, hey, everybody wants to be, they want it through the web, they want it through mobile. I think with insurance, with some of the larger and more complex products, having a human interaction is going to be very important. So have that sense of trying to figure out what works for you, what will work for you in the future. And a lot of it is going to be around, you know, what is right for you. And from my, I worked for a CNA for 4 years, and what I would say, and the utmost respect to the agency channel, is that they're so diverse.
Right.
Every agency is different. Everyone has a different, some will consider outsourcing, some absolutely not. Some will work with carriers' call centers. And then there's all these little dynamics that make the agency who they are. And so each one will know what works for them and what doesn't. But it really starts with, you know, having the talent that is willing to go and try and see what works.
Okay. So you mentioned the word having the talent, right?
Yes.
Do you think that's a problem in the industry? Do you think we... Overall, is there an absence of the talent that's willing to innovate, change, and move quickly?
Yes. And I think overall with some of the insurers, I think, though, with the agencies, they may have a better shot at that because, for the most part, it's their business, and they seem to be able to embrace the talent, you know, the right talent. Hard to answer that.
Yeah.
With the insurance companies, definitely, but a lot of these insurance agents, I view them either as family businesses or
right.
entrepreneurs. They really care about their business and their brand, and I think they also offer some really fun, and some of them offer some really fun and creative environments to work with, at least some of the folks that I met. And so I think, actually, that's one of their advantages. And whatever talent they struggle to kind of to attract, same thing happens with the new entrants. I think it's kind of, it's the same balance.
Yeah. Okay. So as we look to the immediate future, perhaps, we see new competitors arising. Yes. And so we see really in some cases almost a new channel, the emerging digital channel arising. So we've got the digital channel, the direct channel, the captive channel, the independent agency channel. What do you think the greatest strength is, and what will what gives hope and what gives hope to the agency channel, and what is it that they can build on that nobody else can replace? What do you think that is?
Well, it's going to be very hard to replace insurance expertise.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be very hard to replace a customer's need for advocacy.
Right.
Which typically has been a main advantage for the agency channel.
Uh-huh.
I think that the opportunity will not be necessarily in one channel or the other. It will be about making sure there is an alignment between the product being sold on the channel it's being sold to, and through what, you know, through what partners. And if I, you know, I can give you one example, which I, you know, it actually happened pretty recently, but there is Hallett Financial, which is an agency selling, you know, term life products, and obviously more products as well, but they are, you know, obviously been in the insurance business for years.
Right.
Partnering with someone like Albert, which is a mobile app for, you know, to help guide your finance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of opportunity that traditional agents have to search for these, you know, if they can't go ahead and manage their own, you know, online strategy, partner with someone that can, and then support them with their insurance expertise or insurance knowledge, or the, you know, then making sure, because not everybody is going to stay 20-year-old with, you know, contents worth of $5,000 or $10,000. We're going to evolve.
Right.
And I think that's why, obviously, that's why the agency channel is not going away, if it haven't already. So it's, we can safely determine that it won't.
Uh-huh.
But the role will change, and the amount of players will change, because that we already see. So partnerships is really the key.
Got it. All right. Sheffy, if people want to find out more about you, what you do, or read your newsletter, how can they do that?
Well, obviously, they can access coverager.com. They can email me directly at sheffy@coverager.com. Welcome any questions, feedback. Always happy to talk about insurance.
Okay. I know you are. All right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, they're look, you're... The pot calling the kettle black there on that one. So
yeah, I know.
Okay. So you just called me weird. So before we wind up, I want to ask you a couple of other questions. If I can just change gears here just a tad, okay? Let's say if you were going to gift one book to, let's say, our industry, what would that be?
Wow. Does it have to be about insurance?
No.
No. Okay. One of my favorite books is I Never Saw Paris, a book about the afterlife. It is really, really, really funny. It's actually about, I want to say, I read it a really long time ago.
Right.
And I remember just laughing all the time. But it's about, I want to say, seven individuals from all sorts of life.
Right.
And they die. In a car accident. So that's the kind of the beginning of the book. And
right.
They find themselves in, I guess, somewhere between heaven and hell. And they're all trying to determine what they have in common to kind of feel better about themselves, that this is why faith put us together. And I don't know if it's me being in, you know, Israeli in America, and sometimes noticing the lack of diversity at times. I have no idea why. I really, really love this book.
It's so, can you repeat the name of the book?
I Never Saw Paris, a book about the afterlife.
Got it. Okay, that sounds interesting. All right. So one last question. What do you want Coverager to be 2 or 3 years from now?
The number one media platform in insurance, which basically means that every insurance professional opens their day or closes their day with something from Coverager.
Got it. Well, I'm pretty much one of those already, and I'll encourage my listeners to do the same. So,
thank you.
Yes. So, Sheffy, thank you so much, and hopefully I'll see you at a conference. One of the conferences coming up soon. and we'll have an opportunity. What's
Chicago?
That? What's
on round Chicago?
Oh,
mini promo.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure I'm going to be there for that one, but I go to a lot of the national conferences, and so I'm saying that for your sake, but also for my listeners. Angela maintains my schedule when I travel, and if I go to a conference, I usually have an appointment or a meeting booked virtually every single hour that I'm there. I love to talk to our listeners, and of course, I love to spend time with our clients. So, if I'm on the road and you know about it, reach out to my team, and we'll find some time to get together. All right, Chefy, this has been a real eye opener, I think, for me and for hopefully for our listeners about some of the change, turbulence, and some of the exciting innovation that's happening in the industry. So, I want to thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a fantastic day.
Bye-bye.